Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. To be here, amen, and to have you here with me. Thank you so much for being with me. Amen. We are reading today from Esther chapters 6 through 10. I hope you had a wonderful service today. Amen. In the presence of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. In the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is good. Amen. And he is good all the time. He is continually blessing, continually pulling out the stops for all of us to make the way before us so that we will be well and so that it will be well with our souls. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we humble ourselves before you, even right now, blessing your name, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise as we come into your presence, Lord God. We bless your name with everything that is within us, Lord God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your love and your kindness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your unmerited favor toward us. Lord, we haven't received the things that we deserve, and we praise you, O God. Amen, for loving us so much. Glory to God that you want to give us good things. And I praise your name, Lord God, because good things you give us. Oh, Lord, I thank you. The enemy is always at the doorstep, Lord God, to tear down those good things. But, Lord, you give us good things nonetheless, things that are wonderful, things that are gracious. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us our sins and all our debts, Lord God, that are before you, Lord God. Wash us from every evil, every wickedness, from everything that is not like you, from every agenda that is not yours. Wash us, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And make us, Lord, servants after your heart, even as David was. So shall we be in the name of Jesus. Lord God, help us, Lord, to go forth, Lord God, into this next year, doing that you called for us to do. Lord God, change our hearts, change our minds, change our direction, Lord. Realign us, reposition us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Restore us, regenerate us, revive us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we be that. Oh, Lord, that you called for us to be. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, there are great things ahead. Oh, Lord God, because you are with us. Oh, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you have not left us. You have not forsaken us. You are our blessing and our hope. Glory to God. You are our great physician and our strength. You are our provider, oh, God, and our keeper. We thank you, Lord. Bless, Lord God, even as we read your word on today. Help us, Lord God, to glean exactly what you need for us to see in your word as we go forward. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, give us knowledge, Lord, wisdom and understanding. Oh, Lord God, in all these things, Lord, send us revelation directly from your throne. And give us understanding, Lord, unlike any that we even imagined that we could have. Bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of each and every one of us, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and for your kindness. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move, Lord, in the midst of us and help us, Lord, to be that you called for us to be. Even right now, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. We're reading from Esther chapter 6 through 10. Glory to God. Amen, amen. That night, the king could not sleep. So one was So one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bethana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. Then the king said, "What honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" And the king's servants who attended him said, "Nothing has been done for him." So the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the king's palace to suggest that the king hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. The king's servants said to him, "Haman is there, standing in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in, and the king asked him, "What shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?" Now Haman thought in his heart, "Whom would the king delight to honor more than me?" And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let a royal robe be brought from the king. Let a royal robe be brought which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden, which has a royal crest placed on its head. Then let this robe and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that he may array the man whom the king delights to honor. Then parade him on horseback through the city square and proclaim before him, 'Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Hurry and take the robe and the horse, as you have suggested, and do so for Mordecai the Jew who sits within the king's gate. Leave nothing undone of all you have spoken." So Haman took the robe and the horse, arrayed Mordecai, and led him on horseback through the city square, and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." Afterward, Mordecai went back to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house mourning with his head covered. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that had happened to him, his wise men and his wife Zeresh said to him, "If Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him, but will surely fall before him." While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuch came and hastened to bring Haman to the banquet which Esther had prepared. So the king and Haman went to dine with Queen Esther. And on the second day, at the banquet of wine, the king again said to Esther, "What is your it shall be granted you, and what is your request? Up to half the kingdom, it shall be done." Then Queen Esther answered and said, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Had we been sold as male and female slaves, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could never compensate for the king's loss." So King Ahasuerus answered and said to Queen Esther, "Who is he and where is he who would dare presume in his heart to do such a thing?" And Esther said, "The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman." So Haman was terrified before the king and queen. Then the king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. But Haman stood before Queen Esther pleading for his life, for he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. When the king returned from the palace garden to the place of the banquet of wine, Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. Then the king said, "Will he also assault the queen while I am in the house?" As the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Now Harbona, one of the eunuchs, said to the king, "Look, the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on the king's behalf, is standing at Haman's house." Then the king said, "Hang him on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath subsided. On that day, King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, and Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told
how he was related to her. So the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman. Now Esther spoke again to the king, fell down at his feet, and implored him with tears to counteract the evil of Haman the Agagite and the scheme which he had devised against the Jews. And the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, "If it pleases the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seems right to the king, and I am pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to annihilate the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my countrymen?" Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jew, "Indeed, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him on the gallows because he tried to lay his hand on the Jews. You yourself write a decree concerning the Jews, as you please, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's signet ring. For whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, no one can revoke." So the king's scribes were called at that time in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day, and it was written, according to all that Mordecai commanded, to the Jews, the satraps, the governors, and the princes of the provinces from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces in all, to every province in its own script, to every people in their own language, and to the Jews in their own script and language. And he wrote in the name of the king Ahasuerus, sealed it with the king's signet ring, and sent letters by couriers on horseback, riding on royal horses bred for swift steeds. By these letters, the king permitted the Jews who were in every city to gather together and protect their lives, to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the forces of any people or province that would assault them, both little children and women, and to plunder their possessions on one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. A copy of the document was to be issued as a decree in every province and published for all people, so that the Jews would be ready on that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. The couriers who rode on the royal horses went out, hastened and pressed on by the king's command, and the decree was issued in Shushan, the citadel. So Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, with a great crown of gold and a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor. And in every province and city, wherever the king's command and decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a holiday. Then many of the people of the land became Jews because fear of the Jews fell upon them. Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day, the time came for the king's command and his decree to be executed. On the day that the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them, the opposite occurred, in that the Jews themselves overpowered those who hated them. The Jews gathered together in their cities throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to lay hands on those who sought their harm, and no one could withstand them, because fear of them fell upon all people. And all the officials of the provinces, the satraps, the governors, and all those doing the king's work helped the Jews because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's palace, and his fame spread throughout all the provinces. For this man, Mordecai, became increasingly prominent. Thus the Jews defeated all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, with slaughter and destruction, and did what they pleased with those who hated them. And in Shushan, the citadel, the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. Also, Parshatbada, Dalphon, Espada, Horatha, Adalia, Ariath, Eridatha, Parmastha, Erishai, Eridai, and Vashatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the sons of Hamadatha, the enemy of the Jews, they killed, but they did not lay a hand on the plunder. On that day, the number of those who were killed in Shushan, the citadel, was brought to the king. And the king said to Queen Esther, "The Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the citadel, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is your petition? It shall be granted to you. Or what is your further request? It shall be done." Then Esther said, "If it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Shushan to do again tomorrow according to today's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged on the gallows." So the king commanded this to be done. The decree was issued in Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. And the Jews who were in Shushan gathered together again on the 14th day of the month of Adar and killed 300 men at Shushan, but they did not lay hand on the plunder. The remainder of the Jews in the king's provinces gathered together and protected their lives, had rest from their enemies, and killed 75,000 of their enemies, but they did not lay hand on the plunder. This was the 13th day of the month of Adar, and on the 14th day, on the 14th of the month, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day as well as on the 14th. And on the 15th of the month, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore, the Jews of the villages who dwelt in the unwalled towns celebrated the 14th day of the month of Adar with gladness and feasting as a holiday and for sending presents to one another. And Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters to all the Jews near and far who were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to establish among them that they should celebrate yearly the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar as the days on which the Jews had rest from their enemies, as the month which was turned from sorrow to joy for them and from mourning to a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, of sending presents to one another and gifts to the poor. So the Jews accepted the custom which they had begun, as Mordecai had written to them, because Haman, the son of Hamadatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to annihilate them, and had cast Pur, that is the lot, to consume them and destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letter that this wicked plot which Haman had devised against the Jews should return on his own head, and he and his son should be hanged on the gallows. So they called these days Purim, after the name Pur. Therefore, because of all the words of this letter, what they had seen concerning this matter and what had happened to them, the Jews established and imposed it upon themselves and their descendants and all who would join them, that without fail they should celebrate these 2 days every year according to the written instructions and according to the prescribed time, that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, that these days of Purim should not fail to be observed among the Jews, and that the memory of them should not perish among their descendants. Then Queen Esther, the daughter of Abihail, with Mordecai the Jew, wrote with full authority to confirm this second letter about Purim. And Mordecai sent the letters to all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with the words of peace and truth to confirm these days of Purim at their appointed time, as Mordecai the Jew and Queen Esther had prescribed them, and as they had decreed for themselves and their descendants concerning the matters of their fasting and lamenting. So the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. And King Ahasuerus imposed tribute on the land and on the islands of the sea. Now all the acts, power, and his might, and the account of the greatness of Mordecai, to which the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was second to King Ahasuerus, and was great among the Jews, and well received by the multitude of his brethren, seeking the good of his people and speaking peace to all his countrymen. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Esther, chapters 6 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers here and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. He always rescues his people. I give glory and honor to the Lord. He loves us so much. And we have read it time and time again throughout this series, how the Lord will pull out all the stops to rescue his own, to make sure that we are okay, to make sure that our enemies that have plotted against us, amen, they will be the ones that will fall and not us. Even if we suffer for a moment, the Lord will lift us up, dust us off, amen, and set us on the road again, amen, to advancement. I give the Lord glory and honor and praise because he has not forgotten us, no matter what the day looks like, no matter what it feels like. Amen. The Lord is our hero. Jesus is my hero. I'm telling you, I have suffered some things at the hands of the enemy that are indescribable. Amen. But God always came. He was always present, and he always revealed the plot of the enemy, not necessarily in a way that I understood it at the time, but in hindsight, I'm able to look back at some things, amen, and the Lord reveals some things, amen, and we see, I mean, I'm sure you've had it in your life many times where you look back like, oh my God, that's what that was. And look what God has done. Look how far he's brought me. I couldn't see it when I was in the midst of those things, but now I can see where the presence of the Lord was always there. He was always there. And even in times when we feel like we're all alone and we're asking the Lord, where are you in this? He is always there, and he was always there. Amen. I give glory to the Lord. Amen. Because we're asking him and we're blessing his name as we go forward into this new year. If you're outside, amen, of the Pacific Northwest, it's already the new year. Not the new year, but New Year's Eve. It's already the day before the new year. Amen. One day before 2019. Glory to God. And we're asking God to move in 2019 like never before. We're asking him, amen, to purge us, amen, of everything that is not like him, and position us to make the most impact in this year. In the name of Jesus, position us, Lord God, to make the most impact in the kingdom of God Almighty, Lord God, and in the tearing down of dominions and principalities and powers that have come against us and against your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, position us to make the most impact in the proclamation of the good news, Lord God, in the disbanding, Lord God, those false doctrines, Lord God, and tearing down, Lord God, those false assumptions, Lord God, and those presumptions made by the enemy, Lord God, and those things brought about by charisma, Lord God, and not by truth. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, position us to make the most impact. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. I bless each and every one of you as you sleep tonight. Amen. May the Lord bless your dreams and speak to you. Amen. And give you revelations. Amen. As to how you must proceed in the coming days. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me, amen, in this last day of the year, December 31st, and our last day in this series. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.